set.
Silvers.
Hey, mate.
How you going?
Good, buddy. What's happening?
I just got the bluff. Common sense prevailed, I see.
Yes.
It's more Dubbo City Council.
It is.
Hello.
Madden.
Yeah.
The silly cunts made the decision in the first place.
Yeah.
Who are you talking to, Pete Silvers?
He's silly. Talking to me, Cat.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Well, we're going to start now. Welcome to another podcast, Bush Footy Yarns edition of Madden, Maddie and me. Shane Madden, 30-year Dubbo Sims veteran. Matthew Silvers Coleman, the world-travelled Bush brother, the current Forbes president, and mate. So, boys, the semi-final situation is Thursday. It's been sorted. Tell us how that's affected your mental health and your club.
You go, Maddie.
Mate, my mental health is always an issue, Billy. It doesn't have much to do with football, but look, it is what it is. There's a lot of blokes behind the scenes working hard and working the phones and trying to get things organised for the majority. Kevin Walkham was pretty instrumental in dealing with the council. It was a bit of a headache, to be honest with you, but I didn't have a great deal to do with it, Billy. When it first came out, I sent an email to everyone in the Group 11 list and just to voice our concerns at what it was and how it affected our club from our point of view. But it wasn't just the Forbes club that it's affected. It affected quite a few people. But I think for the majority of people, they've got the right outcome. Obviously, a few Ningen people will be upset that their reserve grade has to now go to Dubbo. But, mate, you can't please everyone.
Yeah, exactly. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I don't know. What's happened to Silvers there then? He was on fire. What about you, Shane?
Oh, well, mate, you can't really do much about it, mate. It's whatever the group decides to do. You just got to play where you're told to play, mate. But I thought both games on a Sunday was a bit silly for all clubs involved. Now that it's on a Saturday and Sunday, it's good. Obviously, Wellington playing Dubbo on Saturday now, so all their three grades will be able to come and watch that. They're not split, so then their first grade can go to Ningen on Sunday and support their other three sides, and pretty much similar to Forbes too. They were going to be split 2-2.
And Parks 1-1.
Yeah, Parks 1-1. So
yeah.
I think it's just, I think common sense sort of prevailed.
Just want to, for those that don't know, the games were scheduled to both be on Sunday. Group 11 were a bit hamstrung because Dubbo City Council had closed Apex Oval for an A-League match like soccer that's coming up, like, I don't know when, nor do I care because it's soccer and it's A-League. And
I think it's on about the 21st of September or something.
Yeah, so that was they were a bit hamstrung there in being able to hold the games anyway.
Yeah, and plus Ningen have got a major semi in their rugby union on Saturday.
Yes.
Number four.
And number one Oval was hosting I actually had the chance to talk to Central West Rugby Secretary for the Juniors, Adam Wilner, today, and he said he was talking to Kev Walkham and wrote a letter into that because the Rugby Union weren't allowed to host their semis at Apex Oval due to this A-League. Look, it just gives me a really forward headache thinking that an A-League game of soccer is going to affect so much rugby league and that. So I just want to bypass all that shit.
Well, I'm fine.
The other big issue was clubs supplying the first aid officers, the water runners, the strappers, the timekeepers and whatnot. But everything's come through. And Matty.
Yeah, mate.
I just, you were faced with the prospect, which interested me, of your two juniors who played and played so well the other day for Forbes against Parks, where you beat us and knocked us out again for the third time in 5 years. They would have played juniors, I believe, or the rules state that they had to play juniors, so that took two out of your first grade?
Mate, we're not sure what would have happened. That was pretty much up to Camo and Jace Kennedy and the young fellas to discuss.
Yep.
We were obviously all along we're hoping that the right result would have come, and it has.
Yeah.
My preference is only for the fact that juniors are in a major semi that we would have got them to Ningen.
Oh, yeah, they were in Ningen for sure.
But, yeah, mate, Matty Jack looked into aeroplane flights from Dubbo to Ningen, which would, yeah, get them there in about 20 minutes. Yeah, so there was a bit of, and was there, a lot of phone calling going on, mate.
Can you book a flight from Dubbo to Ningen?
Oh, no, it'd be a private charter. We've got a few blokes. Very rich club over in Forbes, mate. There's aeroplanes everywhere over there.
Look at the swamp. That's probably all that money is won off Parks there last week. But
no money, mate.
That's good. Good to see.
Still running off a chook raffle over here, Billy.
Yeah, one of the richest. Well, we're talking two of the richest clubs going, Dubbo.
I know the feeling, Matty. Geez, we've got to run some chook raffles.
Shane, and your guys were going to have to go. I heard somewhere, Shane, that Dubbo Sims, Reggie's mate, could have possibly forfeited on the Sunday. There was just that many rumours going around. Hey?
Is that what you got told?
Yeah, that's what I heard on the Bush Brothers grapevine. And we are talking about naughty Nick Wilson. And it would have made sense to me. But common sense has prevailed. So let's talk about the games. How's fit? Well, I know your guys will be fit, Shane, because you've had 3 weeks off and everyone's got a personal masseuse this time of the year that just works on 24/7. How'd your guys pull up from the weekend, Matty? Were you facing someone with a charge?
Yeah, mate. That was just dismissed about half an hour ago.
Well, there you go.
Actually, before we get onto that, Billy, if you replayed last week's podcast, mate, I was just wondering what the tips were from us three and how everyone went.
I'll just replay it. Tips.
I know.
Matty got the closest. Well, of course you would have because you, me and Madden tipped Parks.
Yeah.
And I think we both tipped Ningen.
No, I tipped Wellington by 8. And they won.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. I went Wellington by 6.
Shane, did you just say you tipped Wellington by 8?
That is correct.
I'm going to have to replay that because I don't think you did because they actually won by 8.
He did. No, they won by they won by 10, didn't they? Yeah, they won by 10 and we won by 8, Billy.
Yeah, righty-o. Well, she was a bad weekend for me because when Justin Carney scored after minus 15 seconds, I was just looking for the key to drop a 40-20 and I was going to go down to the Bush Footy Yarns bookie department and cash in, but nothing went my way. So, yeah, everyone's unscathed, Matty.
Yeah, mate. Yep, everyone's training now. Mitchie Burke had about 6 minutes on the field the other day, but he'll be better for it, and I'm sure he'll play a bigger role on this weekend than he did against Parks.
I thought your wingers played well on the weekend.
Yeah, mate. The Fijian boys.
Yeah. They took especially in that second half, every kick that went their way, they just got it. I thought that was, and then not only got it, put a big run on the end of it, and they started. I thought they were enormous.
Well, mate, Richie Fui, he was playing in second row until last week, but obviously we lost a winger. We had to put someone out there after the episode that Jacob Smead put on over there at Spooner's Oval.
Righty. You lost a winger to injury.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Richard Fui went from the second row to the flank.
Yeah. Oh, he played in the centres last year.
Yeah,
just a wiry, fast. Yeah, he's good. They're good, solid. They're good boys, the Fijians.
Do you know that if him and Fui Moi Moi got married and they were gay and Fui took his name, Fui would be Fui?
Yes,
So everyone's right. What about you guys, Madden? You'd be favourites in every game, wouldn't you?
I don't think so, Billy.
Hello?
You there?
Yes.
I don't know about that, mate. I've said all along that anyone can win the comp in any grade, and I still see that the same way.
Well, your girls would be $1.01.
About that.
Yeah. Oh, the juniors will be a good game.
They'll be a cracking game.
As will the Reggies. How's your first grade shaping up? Are they all fit and ready?
Yeah, all the ones that obviously there's a few out with season ending injuries, but other than that, they're all been training well and they're all fit. And yeah, they'll be all there on Saturday.
Yeah, four grades for you guys. There'll be four grades of Magpies heading up to Larkin Oval in Ningen. That's right, isn't it, Silvers?
No, just three, mate. Three. The juniors are in Dubbo on Saturday.
Ah, right. Yep. So you do have the four grades in.
Yeah.
It's a big effort. Wellington has still got their four in. And Ningen have got
two. And they've got two.
Yeah. So it should be a good weekend. I want to, when you're at Larkin Oval on Sunday, I just want you about 12:30 and that, look up. If it's a good day, you look above that ground and there'll be all those big hawks flying around.
Keeping an eye on them, you reckon?
Obviously, it'll be the first thing I'm thinking of, Billy, when I'm up there, mate.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's weird. They just turn up there. You, like, don't laugh. Like, yeah.
I'll tell you what does fly over there a bit when you're playing up there is racing pigeons. So I don't know where they're coming from, but...
Racing pigeons.
You know racing pigeons?
How do you know they're a racing pigeon going over there? What, are you on them or something?
No.
I've never seen...
I know what a racing pigeon is.
Well, that could be if the racing pigeons are going over, the hawks are there. What are the odds, Matty, for first grade, do you reckon? Because you guys beat them up there. They had no carny, I believe.
No. They had actually, there's probably, obviously, I haven't seen them play since Forbes went to Ningen. There's probably about four out that day that are there now.
Did you have your eyes closed on Saturday?
No, that's what I'm saying. There's probably four that played this Saturday that didn't play against Forbes up in Ningen.
Ah, rightio.
Yeah.
Right.
So, mate, the odds are about, oh, geez, it has to be about $1.20 to $2.50.
You're a champion. You love it.
Ningen will be very short price, mate. She's a toss of the coin in Dubbo, in my eyes, Billy.
Yeah. I think...
I reckon you can flip a coin in both games.
Yeah, there's definitely a case for every side.
I went over and watched Forbes and Parks on the weekend. I was impressed with Forbes.
Oh, she was a bit hard in that wind.
Yeah, that I thought the Forbes guys used that wind there in the second half the best all day.
Well, you said that the other day, Billy. They kicked five dead, so I don't know how you come up with that.
Well, they kicked five dead. Five in the second half?
Yeah, definitely.
Five dead.
Yeah. They did one good grubber in the corner and got a try of it. That was the short one. Yeah. But the rest of them, every kick went dead.
Yeah. It's
not being rude. It was probably a good option considering Sam Dwyer was at the back.
Yeah. No, I just I just thought they used it. Well, they were getting to kicks and no one else seemed to be getting to kicks in.
Yeah. They did control the ball well.
Yeah. And then Parks were running in, running against it. We had to shorten our attack, which you mentioned the week before, like the width of our attack and the speed of it. Was one of our big things. And then we lost Jakey Porter and Forbes just played well. Someone asked me today how they'd go against Ningen, and I said, well, a lot of these guys have come from fifth twice to win a comp. So, and you saw them the other day, and they. Even at 12-0, they didn't panic and they plugged away and plugged away and plugged away. So it should be an interesting game down there.
Mate, a lot depends. Look, Ningham are really impressive over in Wellington. Obviously, they've got great kicking.
Yep. Hey.
What's that?
You there, Shane? I think Silver just had a little technology problem.
I don't know what it was.
Yeah. So have you got Jaden Merritt there?
Yeah, he's at my house. He's inside having a chew.
Well, get him off the chew and we'll do a little bit of an interview.
I got one first grader here. I've got the captain of the juniors here, and I've got the league tag coach here. Hey. What's that, mate?
You're running a boarding house there.
Nah, we're just having a mad Chinese feed.
Oh, you, oi, oi, there you go, Silver's like they all go around there. That, buddy, there's just take away whatever you want. Yeah. Every time you go there, it's like a big, big
they
school.
They probably won't admit it, but I shouted.
Big there's, school. A, there's a buffet barbecue on down at Spooner's tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who do you want to speak to, Billy?
Jaden Merritt.
He's walking away going, no chance.
Rightio. Who's kicker?
He's here, mate. I can put him on. He's listening to you now. Hey, Billy, how you going, mate?
Good, mate. This is Chicken Merritt, the league tag coach for the Fishettes. How are your girls looking for the weekend? They've had a big year. They've just swam through everyone, Chick.
Yeah, we've had a pretty good year so far, mate. We obviously, you know, played Parks twice now, and, you know, and even though the scoreline in the first round was blown out a bit, but obviously second round we made it a bit tough for ourselves over there and only got up by the 6 points. But, yeah, Parks have certainly always been up there, you know, top one or two side, you know, ever since I've been coaching league tag. So, and, you know, Forbes are not far behind us in regards to that as well. So they're slowly improving each year. So, mate, it's anyone's game on the day, so we're just going to prepare well tomorrow night, training, and come with the right attitude and frame of mind, and ready to kick off at 10:30 and see what happens.
Yeah, and I suppose the big news and the big loss, Alana Ryan, she's out. She's had a fantastic year, Alana.
Yeah. She has, mate, and she's really fitted in well at the club, and been a pleasure to have her in the side. And you know, it's a shame that she misses the major semi. You know, she wants to be there, but she's obviously got other commitments with Union down in Sydney this weekend, which is you know, she's striving to go bigger and better in that. So we wish her all the best for that. In her endeavours with Union, and we've got Emily Caton stepping in the fullback role this week. So Em started off for us sort of mid round, the first round, and then when I changed her in the middle and put Lana at the back, it's actually against the Parks over in Dubbo. So that's when I made the changes, and yeah, so Em's obviously knows his role and how we play and stuff like that. So I'm hoping that I don't reckon we'll lose too much at all, mate. I reckon Emma will step up the plate. And
in a not a do or die match, so that's the brilliance of finishing in the minor premiership. And just on your young bloke, Jaden, he's been swimming with the fish there in the aquarium this year. Must be good to have him in the same club, and he seems to be going well.
Yeah, mate, he's been loving it back at the fish. He worked for 2 years at the Raiders, so it's good to have him back. You know, and save it, you know, pack it up and jump in the car and go and watch him play elsewhere. It's good to actually enjoy watching him play, doing his trade out in the field when he gets a chance in first grade, whether he's starting or off the bench. I think this weekend he's coming off the bench, so it's good to have him back at the club for sure.
Last but not least, Maddie Chapman.
Yeah.
She'd be a big key there on the weekend, Chapo, but she's been playing. She seems like she's been playing forever.
Yeah.
And she's only 18 or 19.
She's a great kid. She is. She's one of our, even though she's only 18, she's very mature for her age, and she leads us well. Whenever Nick's, our captain's not around, Maddie steps in as the captain. And, you know, like she brings those younger girls